Good morning and welcome to our Wednesday morning prayer service. I thank you for joining me either online here this morning or through the week at different times in the day. We come together this day to greet the morning and to seek the living Christ. As we begin, I invite you to find a candle around your house, or you can use this one to center yourself as we begin our time of prayer this day. As we greet this day, we greet the light of Christ that lives within each of us. It is with us after the sun goes down, and it is with us through the night. It is with us now as we greet the light. We light this candle as a symbol of that light that lives in us, that light that guides us from the very beginning of our day to the end of our days. Guide us, O Christ, we pray. We begin this time of prayer seeking God's wisdom in God's own word as we turn to Psalm 102. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. Your name endures for all generations. You will rise up and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to favor it. The anointed time has come. For your servants hold its stones dear and have pity on its dust. The nations will fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord will build up Zion. He will appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. Let us reflect on these words as we listen to some music to guide us into this morning. As we reflect on the words that we find in the psalm, a reminder that God hears all our prayers, let us turn now to God, offering our prayer of confession. I invite you to join with me as we offer this prayer together. Holy God, you call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. So often in our lives, we go about our day without a thought of you. Forgive us when we forget to include you in the new creation that is this day. Help us to see the path that you have placed at our feet this day. Give us the courage to walk in your way. Be with us now as we pray together, as we discover your word together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Christ, our constant companion. Amen. Hear the assurance of God's love in these words. Each day we are born anew in God's creation. Each day we are born again from the love of God's own heart. Each day we are given the opportunity to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for a love that calls us to new beginnings. And now we turn to the Gospel of Mark, the reading for this coming Sunday. Let us listen to these words and let them become part of us. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." Let us let these words of Christ found in the Gospel of Mark sink into us in this time when so much seems uncertain. Let us reflect on what we have heard this day. We come to God in this time, seeking to unburden ourselves with our brokenness, but also to offer up our thanksgiving for the blessings that we find, yes, even in this time. So let us turn ourselves, orienting ourselves towards the holy that is around us and within us. Let us pray. O Christ, even as we come to greet the morning, you wait there with your light. You join with us as we stand in its warmth, and you guide us on the way. You are ever with us, O Christ, our constant companion, here, yes, in the morning, but also at night. You are with us through every moment of our day, making our very lives holy. Help us to feel that holy presence, O Christ. Help us to feel your presence in this time and in this space as we move in and through your world. Even as we are limited in our movement around one another. As we give thanks for your holy presence in our lives, we recognize that there is still so much to be thankful for in this time. We give thanks for all of those who continue to keep our community connected. You have blessed us with so many people, with so many gifts. And we are finding new ways for those gifts to be offered. Help us in this time to reach out to one another. By phone, by email, keep us connected by your Holy Spirit. We give thanks also for all those who are on the front lines of this pandemic. So many give thanks for the doctors, the nurses, and the support staff, and it is right to do so. They are doing so much work in this hard time. But we also give thanks to all those who are often unsung heroes, those working in grocery stores to ensure that we continue to have food to eat. We give thanks for teachers and professors who reach out electronically to offer virtual teachings to our children and our young adults in this time. We give thanks for all the ways in which we are bound together in your name, even when we are separated by time and space. For all these prayers, O God, we come before you. But there are so many other blessings that we have in this life. And so we offer our thanks for them now in the silence of this moment. These blessings lift us up in our lives, but there are also burdens that weigh us down. And so we offer our prayers for those who feel disconnected in this time, for those who normally live extroverted lives and yet feel trapped by this self-isolation, by social distancing. May we reach out to them. May they feel the love of friends and family, even though it is at a distance. We also pray for those who feel lost as the shape of their lives changes from day to day, like shifting sands beneath their feet. Be their constant in these changing times, O God. Wrap your arms around all those who feel lost and alone. We also pray for those who are in hospital or care homes at this time, places where there is limited visitation, if there is any at all, even from family. We pray for those residents and those patients who feel lost and alone. We pray for family members who wish that they could only see their loved one in this time, to give them comfort, to give them peace. We pray for all those who struggle silently, those who are going through this time saying, I'm fine, when they are anything but. Wrap them up in your love, O God. Guide us to be a support to them as well. For all those people and situations that we have not named in this time, we come before you in the silence of this moment. With our blessings and burdens offered to you, O God, we also cannot forget to pray for ourselves. In this time when we can feel so weak, we pray for your strength. In this time when we can feel so lost on the way, we seek your inspiration. When fear and despair start to creep in, send your hope into our lives, O God. And now we offer up those prayers in our hearts that long to find voice but cannot find words. Hear them in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people, O God. Prayers of thanks, prayers of concern, prayers seeking your guidance in this world. And so we bring them all together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As we prepare to go out into the rest of this day, let us seek God's guidance as this light goes out in this candle, but Christ's light shines from within. Let us pray. The light of a candle is fleeting, but your light, O Christ, shines on. Guide us from this moment through all our moments. Guide us from this day through all our days. This we pray in your name, O Christ, light in our lives. Amen. So go, with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Christ in your hands, and the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to share the good news that you have heard this day. Amen.